Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With China refusing to take the large quantities of our recyclables that they had been taking for years, many people are beginning to wonder if the recycling effort is worth it anymore. Our next guest says, South Carolina has not given up. For example, the South Carolina Department of Commerce and the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control, known as DHEC, have launched a new online recycling directory that connects companies that generate recyclable waste products with organizations that can then use those materials. Julie Blaylock is with the Office of Solid Waste Reduction and Recycling at DHEC. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Julie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, tell us more about your office and what you do.
Actually, we're created out of the solid waste management legislation in 1991 and has evolved tremendously. As you can imagine, in a couple decades, there's so many things in the recycling industry that have changed. We offer recycling programs to all 46 of our counties. Currently in the state have more than 60 curbside programs and more than 900 locations for residents to recycle oil, which we provide grants to help make those locations possible. We have developed several nationally recognized programs. One of our most recent and one of my favorite is the Don't Waste Food SC campaign. And we are one of the few states that provide a K-12 curriculum that focuses on recycling, composting, and sustainability training for around 2,000 teachers at last count.
Share with us what the state of the recycling situation, the industry is here in South Carolina. Has the Chinese issue affected us in a big way?
Overall in South Carolina, our office has worked very hard to minimize the impacts from the Chinese situation. I mean, overall, South Carolina recycled more than 1.36 million tons of material this past fiscal year. That's a 12.7% increase from the previous fiscal year. It marked the 11th consecutive year that the state recycled more than a million tons of material. We do have recycling companies that collect, they haul, they broker and process these materials. They even sell some equipment and manufacture recycled content products. But ultimately, they provide more than 22,000 direct jobs and have an annual $13 billion, that's billion with a B, impact on the state's economy. So we're doing a pretty good job holding strong in the midst of this crisis with recycling in China.
Tell us about this new directory that you've come up with now in collaboration with the State Commerce Department. And I'm guessing that there were requests for this. You've had an indication of demand.
We did. The South Carolina Recycling Markets Directory, called Connecting Materials to Markets, is mainly designed to help businesses, local governments, other organizations as well, to help them conserve resources and ultimately provide those raw materials to manufacturers to make recycled content products. The directory is provided in partnership by DHEC's Office of Solid Waste Reduction and Recycling. And of course, we mentioned the Department of Commerce, but I would like to give a shout out to the Recycling Market Development Group at Commerce. So right now, more than 300 recycling companies and organizations are listed in this web-based platform. When you search on a category, it'll provide a list of different traditional and non-traditional commodities, even metal. You pull up metal and you can get anything from aluminum and steel cans to precious metals such as gold.
And what would you say are some of the biggest items in demand right now, recyclable materials? I know I've talked to some counties recently and they're saying that glass is probably at the bottom of the list, but they're still doing it.
Right. Just like anything else, the markets go high and low and there's supply and demand. However, there is still always that demand for plastic. Cardboard market fluctuates a good bit. Glass, and I'll throw in tires as well, to be able to recycle the material can be labor intensive. We do have one glass recycler here in the state that does a good job with it. They use it in road subgrade or landscape. So like you said, some people say they still do it anyway. You know, if you are dealing with a county or a business that really has a robust sustainability plan, they're going to do it no matter what. And they're going to want to know what markets are out there and try to find markets. I mean, we have entities that if the market's low in one area, they'll try to find another use for such a commodity.
How about aluminum?
Aluminum is always in demand, but still it fluctuates so much. We have a monthly listing of market prices for all of these recyclables.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
You are more than welcome, Mike. Thank you so much for having us.
Julie Blalock is with the Office of Solid Waste Reduction and Recycling at DHEC in Columbia. We will have a link to her office as well as to the online directory posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.